table. Thank you once again for joining us tonight, and please join me in welcoming to the stage Tommy Castro of the Painkiller.
I used to drive around San Francisco in those days in a 1964 Ford Thunderbird. Anybody know what that looks like? One of those big wide ones, man. The trunk on that car was exactly the same size as my Super Reverb amplifier. I always thought that was cool. I pulled up to the corner and bought the trunk. Soul Shake, and it's number one on the iTunes radio at the moment. Yeah. We've got some other special guests on there, like David Hidalgo from Los Lobos, right on the song. We've got Charlie Musselwhite on the song, and Mike Zito, my good friend Mike Zito. Preparation. Some blues.
Thank you. for the neighborhood. You guys can
Tommy Castro, everybody!
We'll do another one from the record. The record was called Stompin' Ground, and Tommy's put a little flavor of his hometown in this one.
Yeah. So Stompin' Ground, it is about my hometown and a certain time. It's not just that my hometown is my hometown at a certain time in my life when I was just finding the music and getting together with my friends and learning how to play and listening to the radio and listening and buying records and. You know, it was a really cool time, and it was the 60s, and it was the 70s, and those were great, great times I remember so well. Things were a little different back then. Yeah, I didn't have an iPhone back then, you know, stuff like that. A little different. Anyway, so the album, that's the theme of the record. Some of the songs kind of speak to that, but this one kind of gets right to the point. It's called My Old Neighborhood.
Thank you.
month, yes? I said, we only get here once in a while. Let's act like Saturday night, right? Go ahead. Go ahead and have another one. My friend Johnny Decker used to say, if you've had too many, have two more. Not a good idea, but it was funny. Thank you. footing that drum right there, man. Look at that. Moved it 3 feet already. Look at it. Gets really quiet in between songs here. Try to keep that total quiet. Try not to let that happen.
Tommy, we're in a wild
world. Feel free to talk to each other if you have to.
Yeah, Sean gave that big spiel about keeping a little whisper and staying calm. I say,
let's fuck the place up.
Give me love.
He's fixing guitars. The guy's got an amplifier repair. song that we used to do before we had any songs of our own. And that goes back a long time, man. We've done at least 15 or 16 albums, mostly original material. But we did an album live at the saloon in North Beach. It was the first thing that we ever put out. It was a little two-track live recording in a bar. It was about six people there that night. But we needed some kind of recording so we could go around and try to get some gigs, right? People would ask you, in those days, they asked you for a tape. But we put that out on cassette tape, and CDs had just come out. And we thought, we better put it on CD too. And so that turned out to be our first record. And here's a little song for some folks back home. Goes something like this.
Happy and Merry.
That's right, Happy and Merry. Thank you. whatever, but not for a little while. Alright, now, just got a couple more songs for you guys, so I want to thank you for being here. We've been doing this one lately just for fun. I ran across a video on YouTube, and I got the idea to do this song. It's actually Eric Burton doing a song called Old Disney, Old Disney Special. I said, we're just going to go ahead on and do a Old Disney song. so much. You met a beautiful crowd. You met a wonderful crowd. And we can't wait to come back and play for you guys again. Hey, listen, man, we're on tour right now, and we're all over the place. Don't ask me where. Because I got to look it up. So you might as well look it up yourself. But you might as well tell your friends about it, too. Go ahead, go on our Facebook page. It has all the dates on there, or our website, and then send it to your friends in the Northeast here, because we're going to be around here for a little bit. And a few other places out there, we're out for another month or something like that. So give it up for this hard-working band. That's Bone Brown on the drums. Bone Boogie Brown. And the amazing Mike Emerson on the keyboards, ladies and gentlemen. And this young man been helping me keep this thing on the road, keep the wheels on this circus of ours, traveling around the country, making records, and doing all what we've been doing for the last 25 years. Randy McDonald on bass guitar. I did do it, man. It's my son Skyler over there making things sound real good tonight. Our East Coast production manager, Jay Petro, is in the house tonight. Basically, that means he drinks the wine when we come to the East Coast.
If we're not playing in a winery.
Of course, we're playing in a winery tonight. Jay, you could have taken the night off. But, hey, it's good to see you just a second. All right, let's see. I think I got it all covered. That's Joe Bain out there in the lobby with our merchandise. I'll be out there right after the show. I run out there. So, I'll see you there. Leave you with one from the record. Yeah, let's do that. All right. this new city winery here in Boston. I think it's going to be a nice gig for us from time to time. Thank you all for showing up and supporting live music and wine.
Thank you, guys, for taking great care of us, the whole staff here. Thank you.
We're bringing some of our old songs back, dusting them off and trying them again.